Farage, China is licking its chops at the thought of a Biden presidency. By Kurt Zindelka on December 1, 2020. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is licking its chops at the thought of a Joe Biden presidency, warned Brexit leader and longtime ally of President Donald Trump, Nigel Farage. Mr. Farage argued that China has ruined the world in 2020 through its handling of the Wuhan coronavirus, for which it should be forced to pay very heavy reparations. Yet, he predicted that with Joe Biden preparing to ascend to the presidency, the CCP will continue its push for global supremacy. China's economy is powering ahead, and its leaders are bullying weaker Western nations, Farage wrote in Newsweek. Indeed, British newspaper The Times reports Tuesday that the Chinese economy is on track to be the first worldwide to bounce back from the impacts of the pandemic. With Trump all but gone from the White House, and faltering Joe Biden preparing to move in, it now looks as though China's quest for world domination is back on track. What a calamity, Mr. Farage lamented. Mr. Farage went on to recall a speech he gave during a Trump campaign rally in Arizona, remarking that the line which resonated with the crowd the most was when he asked the crowd, "Who else among Western leaders has the courage to stand up to the rapacious Chinese Communist Party if not Donald J. Trump?" The crowd roared, knowing full well that Biden would not show such strength in the face of the Chinese threat, Farage said. Mr. Farage said that in the wake of Joe Biden's apparent victory, China has wasted no time in trying to reassert its authority over the world, noting the increasingly tough rhetoric coming from the communist government and state-linked businesses. He pointed to statements from Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian in November, in which he threatened the Five Eyes intelligence alliance of the United States, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, after the bloc criticized the CCP's move to ban four opposition leaders from the Hong Kong Legislative Council. Mr. Zhao said, "No matter how many eyes you have, be careful not to be poked and get blind by harming China's sovereignty, security and development interests." Farage characterized the rhetoric as the language of a thuggish mafia don, questioning, who would wish to have anything to do with an individual who spoke in such a way? The veteran Brexit campaigner went on to decry the veiled threats from Huawei Vice President Victor Zhang, who said that the UK should reconsider its ban on Huawei equipment from its 5G networks, claiming that the decision was motivated by pressure from the Trump administration during its trade war with China, rather than for security purposes. The chief technology officer for Huawei, Paul Scanlon, also said in November that the company will be seeking a reset of relations with the United States and other Western powers under a Biden administration. Last week, the Global Times, one of China's more belligerent state-run mouthpieces, ran an opinion article in which they told Mr. Biden to abandon the reckless pursuit of the Indo-Pacific strategy of President Trump and to put a halt to stirring up the region by confronting Beijing's expansionism in the region. The Chinese Communist paper went on to suggest that Biden accept his historic responsibility and to explore and create an unprecedented win-win situation in partnership with China. While the Biden campaign has paid lip service to the idea of confronting the CCP, Mr. Biden's pick for National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, has openly advocated for the United States to support the rise of China. "We need to strike a middle course, one that encourages China's rise in a manner consistent with an open, fair, rules-based, regional order," Sullivan said in 2017. The Obama administration alum went on to argue that for the good of the global economy, a thriving China is critical, though he did say that it was important to determine the parameters of the system within which China is rising. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.